There are growing calls for the deputy leader of the Nationals to resign over her handling of a federal sports grants program. Senator Bridget McKenzie gave out $100 million to groups across Australia before the last election. But an Auditor General's report has found the distribution was biased towards marginal electorates. Labor wants Senator McKenzie to go, but she's standing by the decisions that were made. For more on this, I'm joined by our political reporter, Stephanie Boris. Steffi, why does Labor think Bridget McKenzie should resign?
Sam, they're increasing pressure on the Nationals deputy leader to step down because of this scathing report that was released by the Auditor General. So $100 million up for grabs for local sports groups to essentially improve sporting facilities. And that money was handed out over 2018 and 2019 in the lead up to the federal election. And at the time when this money was being handed out, Bridget McKenzie was the sports minister. Now, this report outlined how Sport Australia provided a list of groups that met the criteria, but the minister's office also did its own assessments of the applications, and they were looking at what electorates the sporting groups were in. And this Auditor General's report found that there was evidence of distribution bias in the award of grant funding. And basically, in simple terms, that means marginal electorates and electorates of crossbench MPs where the government might want their vote were often more successful in getting funding. So Labor's Tony Burke says the minister essentially ignored the advice of experts, and for that, she must go.
Clearly, she's got to be stood down. Clearly. Like, there is not a future for a minister who's done something like this. And around Australia, there are sporting projects in community after community that were found to be eligible that never got a dollar.
Labor's Tony Burke. And Steffi, what's Bridget McKenzie had to say for herself?
Well, she's very much standing by all the decisions made in the rollout of this grants process. That's despite this Auditor General report showing that a number of the approved projects were not actually on the list endorsed by the Sport Australia Board. However, Bridget McKenzie is focusing on the technicalities of this report, and here she is speaking on RN Breakfast.
The report absolutely confirms that all projects funded were assessed as eligible. There is an incredibly successful program. It's making a difference in communities right now. No rules were broken.
That's Senator Bridget McKenzie there. And Steffi, has there been any response from her coalition colleagues or perhaps the sporting groups that missed out?
Well, like Bridget McKenzie, her colleagues are very much focusing on that line of no rules broken and essentially ignoring the fact that some more worthy projects missed out because they weren't in marginal electorates. They won't, however, the colleagues of Bridget McKenzie, engage in whether this report by the Auditor General raises questions about their credibility. Here's Nationals MP Keith Peart.
There are no grants that have been provided to any organisation which is ineligible.
So you're not concerned?
As I've just said, there has been no grants provided to any organisation which is ineligible.
And Sam, on that question of the sporting groups that missed out, the ABC has spoken to a handful of those applicants. They didn't want to go on tape. They're fearful that by talking, they won't get approved for grants in the future. But they say they're very frustrated and that this Auditor General's report shows the minister played favourites.
Stephanie Boris, thank you.